Hey, this is Morgan Pratt with the JMAC for Congress campaign. If you're listening to this podcast, sounds like you like JMAC. You can find out more about him by going to his Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or YouTube channel. Please remember to subscribe and rate us. Now coming up, more JMAC.
Hello there, and welcome into another edition of the JMAC podcast. I'm so glad that you are with us. I also want to thank those of you who have taken the time and joined our Keystone Club. This is those people who have recognized that we need to make a change in how we fund our politicians so that they're not rushing to the wealthy and the special interest groups. I'm asking you to make a monthly donation to our Keystone Club. Morgan Pratt will put a link to the Keystone Club in the description to this podcast. Just $10 a month, $25 a month can make all the difference. Plus, we have some cool prizes and rewards for those of you who support us in this way. So check it out. In the meantime, it's a holiday tradition. I've done this every year for 20 years. I'm not going to stop now. It's our Halloween edition. Now, I'm finally to that point where I have to enjoy Halloween through the eyes of others because my youngest just turned 19 years old. There is no more magic left in the holidays for me. No sparkling eyes, no childhood excitement. It's all gone away. That is, at least until we get the grandkids involved. But that's okay. I can still reminisce and think back to the holiday. Not holiday, the Halloweens of past. And one of the things that I do every year is I give out special advice to parents who are a little bit more bah humbug about Halloween. And this is something that I learned early on with my kids that were young. You know, I love the costumes and it's so cute, but spending hours on the streets, trick-or-treating with your children, going from house to house, oh my goodness, it gets old really quick. So I employed a tactic. Some parents are going to hate me, but look, you're just keeping it real here on the JMAC podcast. I developed a tactic that I want to pass on to you. So first I'm going to give you a little bit of parenting advice for Halloween. Then I'm going to share with you an experience that I had where I learned from a Jedi Halloween master how to trick or treat. These are both true stories and intricate to my Halloween memories and experiences. So I figured out, you know, that this walking around the neighborhood for hours at a time asking for candy with young children, it's exhausting. And the magic goes away really quick. So here's what you do, parents. If you're somebody like me who found yourself in this circumstance, some of this may be a little tongue-in-cheek. Here's how you do it. You dress your kids up. Make sure that their costumes are big, that they have a lot of intricacies so that they're going to sweat in them, okay? Sweaty costumes is step one. The next is you get them all pumped up before they go out trick-or-treating. You give them the speech, like the coach at the, you know, at halftime. You give them the speech. We're going to go out there and we're going to get so much candy and we're going to dominate because our costumes are so much better than everybody else. You know, rally the troops kind of thing. And then when you get out the front door, you take all that energy and all that excitement that you've pumped them up with, and you don't walk from house to house. You run. You tell those kids, come on, come on, let's go, let's go, let's go. We've got all this candy to get. And so you run them from the first house and then the second house and then the third house. You're still running them. And I promise you that at about the fourth house, if they can get to four houses, most of mine, it'd be about the third house, your children are going to start to feel tired. And the magic of trick-or-treating it will be about gone. And they're going to go, oh, Dad, come on, this is exhausting. They're going to have on those sweaty costumes. you know? And this is when you look at them and you just embrace them and you're like, come on, we can do more. And then you run them to a few more houses and then, you know, they've had their fill of trick-or-treating. They've got some candy. And then you look at them as the supporting and the loving parent that you are. And you tell them, you know, I've got a huge bowl of candy back at the house. Why don't we just go get that? I guarantee you, if you employ the JMAC trick-or-treating practice, that your children will think you're a savior and they will go running back to the house and you can sit there and you can have your candy. You had the trick-or-treating experience. They can then give out candy to the kids the rest of the night while you go to Texas Roadhouse. Because, by the way, my wife and I discovered a couple of years ago, one of the best weeknights ever for Texas Roadhouse, Halloween. There's no wait. There's no line. So you're golden. Texas Roadhouse, an incredible trick-or-treating experience for the kids. All the candy they could ever want. I mean, who could ask for a better Halloween experience? Am I right? I'm right. Now, I have to tell you, Halloween was something as a kid that wasn't always fun. We grew up, the first part of my childhood, till I was about 8 years old, we lived in Holiday, Utah. And I remember trick-or-treating being a blast and getting lots of great candy. It was a nice neighborhood. And I have a lot of fun experiences from that. Then when we moved to California, we ended up in one of the poorest parts of town and nowhere that I would want to trick-or-treat. And we probably got two rings at the doorbell a night. We'd have to drive to some other neighborhood in order to trick-or-treat. And so not the best of memories. And then there was a time when I decided that I was going to have the best costume. This was in middle school. I was going to have the most convincing costume ever. And I decided that I was going to dress up as a girl. And I enlisted the help of my sister, my older sister. She put curlers in my hair the night before. And so I woke up and I had these curly, I had long golden hair at the time. And she put on makeup in the morning. I borrowed one of her dresses. I wore heels and pantyhose, and I showed up. I was too convincing. Let's just put it that way. I showed up to middle school, and I went to my first period class, and I went to sit in my chair, and one of the students said, no, that another student has that chair, because they thought I was new. And several people asked me, who are you? I was like the new girl in class. I think some of them, like, they thought I was a cute new girl in class. And so then during lunch, they had the Halloween parade and everybody's in the parade and I'm in the parade as a girl and everybody thinks that I'm just some girl in the parade who didn't bother to dress up, but for some reason I'm still in the parade. And then we get to the judging part and people were confused as to what I was because they just thought I was some girl who wore a dress to school and they couldn't figure out what my costume was. It was a total flop. And I had to go home facing the idea that I made a pretty good girl. And I wasn't sure how I was supposed to feel about that. So that was my one time when I tried to actually dress up and go for it. The rest of the time, I just threw things together. But the ultimate Halloween memory for me, my friends, comes from when I had a friendship with this individual. He's probably, I would say he was in his early 20s when I was still elementary school age. And he was a family friend. And he told me, he knew that the area we lived in was really poor and the trick-or-treating was really bad. And he said to me, J-Mac, he said, I'm going to teach you how to be a Jedi trick-or-treating master. I don't know if he used the word Jedi, but that's how it felt to me. Like I felt like I was finally, somebody was finally appreciating my potential and they saw the force within me. And he said, I'm going to take you trick-or-treating tonight. And he says, I'll come and get you, but we're going to go late. We're going to go at like 9:30. And I'm like, 9:30? that's late. Everybody's done by 9:30. And he said, trust me. He says, I want you to get your costume together. Doesn't really matter what your costume is. But then I also want you to, I want you to bring like 6 pillowcases. And I'm like, what? I'm like, what, are we going to be ghosts or something? He's like, no, don't put holes in them. Don't mark the pillowcases. Just bring them. And the bigger the pillowcase, the better. I'm like, okay, all right, whatever. So he comes to the house. I still remember it was an old Dodge Dart that he drove. And we drove for some time. And we drove to a place called Los Gatos, California. And it, one of the wealthier areas around. And it's actually quite a walk between one home to the next. And we sat in the car, we pulled up to the curb, and I got ready to get out. And he's like, no, wait. He's all, now it's time for your training, young Padawan. He said, people are going to be confused. Because I looked around, and I couldn't see any other trick-or-treaters on the street. He said, people are going to ask you a couple of questions. They're going to ask you why you're out trick-or-treating alone. They're going to ask you why you're out trick-or-treating so late. He's all, here's what I want you to tell them. I want you to tell them that your parents made you do your homework before you could go trick-or-treating. So yes, he did tell me to lie. He did. And I want you to have a sad face. And if they ask you why you're alone, you tell them, because you had to do your homework, all your friends went out trick-or-treating before you. Okay, I'm not making any of this up. This really happened. He's all, and then just hold out your pillowcase with that sad look on your face and prepare for what will happen. So I knock on the first door. This lady opens the door. I will not forget the look on her face. She's like, why are you out so late? And I put on the puppy dogs and I said, I had to do my homework. And she's like, oh, I know, complete and pure manipulation. I'm not encouraging this kind of behavior. I'm not encouraging lies, okay? This is just part of my upbringing, all right? So she looks at me and I look at the bowl that she has. And these are all bigger than fun size. Because let's be honest, fun size candy bars, they're not fun. The work to reward ratio is way off. They're not fun, okay? They're lying to you on the package. They're telling you they're fun. But which is more fun? A king-size candy bar or a fun-size candy bar? They make it sound like it's fun, like you're going to play catch with it or something first. No. So this is all, she looks out and she's got her bowl and it's all full-size candy bars. And she looks at me and she was so concerned that I was out late. And she says, she looks out, I see her look out down the street and she can't see any other trick-or-treaters. And she goes, well, I'll tell you what, why don't you just take the rest? And she dumps the whole bowl into my pillowcase. And I'm like, oh my goodness, did that just happen? And so I went to the next door, same thing. Bowl dump into the pillowcase. The next door, bowl dump into the pillowcase. From one door to the next, we were cleaning up. I don't know how many pillowcases I came home with that night, but I can remember dragging one down the street that it was so heavy. And I can remember that as much as a year later, I still had candy from that trick-or-treating event. From the moment when I went from a Padawan learner to a Jedi Halloween master. Now, again, I'm not suggesting that you employ any of the tactics from this podcast. I'm just wanting you to better understand how I became who I am and what really makes me tick and how we cleaned up one fateful night in Los Gatos, California, so many years ago. And no, I don't feel ashamed at all. Not at all. They weren't going to eat those candy bars. They were just going to throw them away. Come on. Give me a break.
Thanks for listening to the JMAC podcast. If you'd like to donate to JMAC for Congress, you can go to jmacforutah.com. That's jmacforutah.com.